The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You say not happy. What does that mean?
I would not be happy. If he does a nuclear test, I will not be happy. And I can tell you also, I don't believe that the president of China, who is a very respected man, will be happy either.
Not happy mean military action?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see.
That was the president of the United States this weekend talking to John Dickerson over at CBS about the North Korean president and what he might do and what he might not do. Joining us now on the line is Michael Auslan, an expert on the continent of Asia, resident scholar at American Enterprise Institute, author of a new book, The End of the Asian Century, A War, Stagnation, and Risk to the World's Most Dynamic Region. Michael, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Good morning, Brian.
So how do you look at the situation right now? It does seem that we've stepped up our military presence, the president making some tough talk there, saying he would not be happy. How do you look at this thing right now?
Well, I don't think any president is happy when North Korea launches missiles or conducts a nuclear test. I think there's two elements to this. One is what North Korea is doing, and the second is what President Trump is doing. I think that the difference is what North Korea is doing. They are acting far more rapidly to conduct missile tests and to do preparations, as far as we can tell, for another nuclear test. They've already done three under this new young leader. They do not seem to be linking this to any type of negotiations the way that they did in the past. There are changes in the way that they're approaching their attempts not only to build these capabilities, but then to really be almost entirely unaccountable, if I can put it that way, to the world community. What I think is actually less different is what the U.S. is doing. If you listen to what the president said, there is obviously the rhetoric that he uses, but the fact is that he hasn't done much that's different from prior presidents. They also moved military assets into the region. They mooted the idea of negotiations, and just as the president has done, they talked about working with other partners in the region, including nations that are far from North Korea, such as the Philippines.
You know, I want to just go back to what you said about the North Koreans. You seem to suggest that their behavior is not like it has been in the past. I mean, usually when they act up, they're just looking for somebody to give them some support or some food or something, but then they go away for a while. Your sense of it is very different this time around.
Yeah, I think that's what we have to be worried about. And the people that, if you talk to them in the intelligence community, the military community, they are worried because they see North Korea acting differently. Now, you know, again, the scale of North Korea acting, what we would consider normally, is always completely different. But there's definitely a sense that this leader, Kim Jong-un, who's been in power since 2012, is a less stable leader than his father and his grandfather was, someone who may not be quite as rational in again, the North Korean way as they were. One thing that's very interesting to watch, and where the president is not wrong, is that China is extraordinarily frustrated with Kim Jong-un. Now, that does not mean that China wants to see North Korea disappear or that it's going to help try to get rid of the regime. I think they'd be very happy to see Kim Jong-un go away. But China realizes that it also has lost its political influence, and it is still not willing to bring its economic influence to bear. So we are in a slightly different situation than we have been in the past.
You know, you touched just before about how he seems to be more unstable, and this time seems to be different. And that's a question that Brian and I have talked about on the air, because it's a disconnect for me. President Obama was more than willing to leave him alone. President Trump comes in, and he clearly means business. He clearly is not going to mess around. He's a different leader than President Obama. So for North Korea to now be acting like they're serious doesn't make sense. Now, is that because I'm trying to make sense out of North Korea that it doesn't connect for me? Is there something else that I'm missing?
Well, Mary, I think it's the fact that they've made a calculation that the Americans, whatever bluster and rhetoric come from the White House, really are not willing to risk a war on the Korean Peninsula. And I'm not so sure they're wrong. President Obama, you're right, the policy which they called strategic patience, which was a failure because it didn't do anything to help resolve this situation. But even so, when North Korea conducted tests, we would do what President Trump is doing now. We'd get military assets into the region. We'd have carriers on standby, or we'd talk about moving, missile defense platforms around the area. It's basically what the Trump administration is doing. We will have to wait and see if President Trump really does mean that he's not going to stand for this, that he's not going to be happy. We haven't seen any indication, though, that there is a fundamental change in strategy yet. We have not had any announcement of a new type of coalition that might, for example, include China if the president thinks he could get them along. Or we haven't seen a new call for talks. Now, if you look at the way that this administration operates, they always try to go into so far, at least, they try to go into these negotiations with a strong hand. And that may be what he's trying to do. He's really using the rhetorical threats. He has brought an aircraft carrier into the region. They've talked about other things they're willing to do. That may be all to tell the North Koreans, look, this time really is different. We're going to get you back to the table, but we're not going to do it in the sort of supplicating, pleading way that previous administrations have done.
Can you have any sense of why the missiles keep blowing up?
Well, one day we may find out. On the one hand, this is still a learning process for the North Koreans. We know that. And if you look back at our own, program back in the 1960s, the NASA program, our rockets blew up on the pad all the time. But we learned from it, and ultimately we got to where we wanted to be. And this may be what's happening with North Korea. If it does turn out that it's U.S. interference in some way, whether through cyber tactics or something else, that's something that we may discover 25 years down the road, and it certainly is something that we should be doing without question.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Michael Auslan with AEI, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.